If you go for a drive this morning, look around at the other cars. The average car on American streets is more than a decade old. A lot of people put off new purchases during the recession and are just now getting back to buying.
A lot has changed about cars in 10 years, as NPR's Sonari Glinton learned at the North American International Auto Show in Detroit.
So to help me explain how new cars are, I'm here with Mike Amuzio from Kelley Blue Book. Your job is just to, like, tell people about cars. So you're going to do that for us?
Yeah, we're going to do that right now, in fact. We've got a really good example of a new car, which is a 2015 Hyundai Sonata. And just to make sure I have my information correct, I did a little bit of research into what the 2005 Sonata looked like. And, man, it has gotten so much better.
So the reason we chose a Hyundai Sonata is kind of a typical car.
Yeah.
This is like a very basic midsize sedan. The average person is driving a car something like this. So what's the first thing that sort of stands out?
You know, the first thing is under the hood. Way back in 2005, the engine four-cylinder was putting out about 138 horsepower, and it got about 28 miles per gallon on the freeway. Modern times, the base Sonata, right about 180 horsepower and 37, 38 miles per gallon on the freeway. So a huge jump in economy, and it's more powerful.
So now that we're on the outside of the car, are there any features on the outside of the car that...
Yeah,
that
actually,
would jump out.
You know, maybe we should move to the front of the car because, you know, that 10 more miles per gallon on the freeway is really enabled by aerodynamics. So it may not look like it. In fact, this looks like a very blunt nose, but there's a lot of very clever aerodynamic work that's taken place. If you look around by the wheels...
He's crawling around the floor.
Sorry, I'm crawling around on the floor. But if you look under these regions here, how airflow moves around the underside of the vehicle really enhances efficiency. So I'm gonna peek my head down here and... Yeah, actually, yeah, there's a lot of very smooth stuff. You used to have, you know, parts of the car hanging out, and that just disrupts air beneath the vehicle, and that just adds drag. So by closing up that area and improving aerodynamics where you can't see, you really improve the fuel economy.
I guess the real Magilla is probably on the inside of the car, so let's get in.
Yeah, let's come in.
All right, so one of the most important places where you'll see a difference in a car is the steering wheel.
Yeah, totally, because there's so much more stuff happening. If you go back a decade, cruise control would be kind of about it. But now you've got audio controls. On the left-hand side there, you'll see there's that green and the red button, and that picks up the phone. So phone connectivity is a thing that didn't exist a decade ago. And this one right here is really interesting.
So it's a little car... running over a couple bumps, I guess.
That's dynamic cruise control. And what those little bars mean is that's how you control the distance between you and the vehicle in front of you. So you don't have to keep your foot on the gas at all. It'll just kind of follow the car in front of you. You do have to steer, though, so do that.
So the things that we can't see are all the safety features, right, that have ended up in your car. So airbags.
Yeah, so if you go back a decade, typically you'd have a front airbag for the driver and the passenger. But now, you know, side airbags from the seats, that's basically standard. Most cars you buy these days are going to have side curtain airbags as well. What you don't see is what's happening underneath the skin. It's not a very sexy topic, but metallurgy has changed a lot in the last decade.
So this car, all these cars here, we've been saying that they're better. Is there something dumb or worse about the average car like this?
I think maybe what you could say is that it's more complicated, and the ability for a driver that's been driving for many decades to get into a car and immediately understand all of its controls, that may be much, much harder. But if you are willing to put in just a little bit of effort and learn how the vehicle operates, I think any modern car would be many times better than its equivalent from a decade ago. And you know what's exciting is that in another decade, we're going to feel the same.
So I tell you what, 10 years from now, we'll do the same story.
Hey, I'll be here.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. That's Mike Amuzio of Kelley Blue Book. From the floor of the Detroit Auto Show, Sonari Glinton, NPR News.